Good morning, welcome to Let's Educommunicate It. This is a group of students of 3 years secondary school. This is our third time on radio. We are going to interview our English assistant, Katie. Then we are going to speak in English about bullying, the social media and animals. We hope you enjoy this program. We are listening respect by Aretha Franklin.
We are going to interview Katie. She is our English assistant, and she is from the United States. Hi, this is Mario. What is your favorite type of music?
My favorite type of music is funk and R&B.
You play soccer. What is your position?
I used to play striker.
And what is your favorite sport besides soccer?
My favorite sport besides soccer is surfing.
Do you have Instagram?
Yes, I do have Instagram.
And what is your opinion about it?
I think people are spending too much time on their phones now.
This is Juanjo. Where is your family?
My family is currently in Los Angeles, California.
What did you study?
I studied music and technology.
Hi, this is Johan. What is your favorite video game?
I used to play Call of Duty with my younger brother.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Lord of the Rings.
Do you like Spain?
I do like Spain a lot.
Who favorite singer?
My favorite singer is Prince.
This is Aitor. What is your favorite football team?
My favorite football team is Atletico.
And do you like winter?
I do not like winter. I like the summer.
This is Oscar. Why did you come to Spain?
I came to Spain to teach English.
How many years have you been in Spain?
I've been in Spain for half a year.
This is Ruben. What is your opinion of Spain?
I think that the people here are very kind.
Do you like Spain?
Yes.
And like Spanish food?
Yes.
What is your favorite Spanish food?
I really like all the baguettes here and the paellas.
Okay.
This is Ivan. Who is your favorite actor or actress?
My favorite actor is Johnny Depp.
And what is your favorite song?
My favorite song is called Runaway by Loretta Holloway.
Hi, this is Maria. What is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is a puppy.
What is your favorite clothing style?
My favorite clothing style is anything that is comfortable.
Hello, this is Carol. How many people are in your family?
Including me, there are 4 people in my family.
What is your opinion of our high school?
I think the students and staff here are very kind and educated.
When is your favorite time of the year?
My favorite time is fall, because that's when the leaves change colors.
This is Wendy. Where are you from?
I am from Los Angeles, California.
How old are you?
23.
What is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is surfing and collecting records.
This is Deva. Have you got a pet?
I do not have any pets.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I have 1 younger brother. He is 21 years old.
This is Juan Jose. What is your opinion about Leganés?
I think Leganés is much more cozy than Madrid Central.
What is your favorite TV program?
My favorite TV program is Rick and Morty.
Thank you very much.
Hello, we are Oscar, Aitor and Juanjo. We are going to speak about bullying. Aitor is going to speak about homophobic bullying. Carol is going to speak. Ruben is going to speak about gender violence. Oscar is going to speak about cyberbullying. And I am going to speak about school bullying, but first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Aitor. I am medium head. My hair is black and I'm 15 years old. I am serious. I like playing football. I don't like vegetables.
Hello, my name is Oscar. I am tall and my hair is long, straight and black. I am funny and shy. I like playing football and I don't like vegetables.
Hello, this is Juanjo. I am short and my hair is short and blonde. I am funny and nice. I like playing football and I don't like fish.
Bullying is a kind of discrimination based on sexual orientation. It is a common kind of discrimination at the school, one of the most recognized forms of discrimination in the institutions, is homophobic school bullying. This type of bullying largely results in students' absences. People harass others because they are narrow-minded and unceptive of different sexual orientations. Victims of harassment can tend to isolate themselves and neglect their studies. Many teenage suicides are linked to this behavior.
Cyberbullying is the use of digital media to harass a person or group of people throughout personal attacks and disclosure of confidential or false information. Among their means, it may constitute a criminal offense. Cyberbullying involves recurrent and repetitive damage inflicted through electronic media. The harassment is intended to cause emotional distress, concern, and has no legitimate purpose for the choice of communication.
School bullying refers to the daily abuse and intimidation among children and adolescents. The behavior present during this phenomenon is aggressive and with the intention of attacking another person to cause a harm. It is persistent and repetitive. It can last for weeks, for months or even years.
Gender-based violence is a type of physical or psychological violence perpetrated against any person or group of people based on their sex or gender that negatively affects them. Violence against Women is an institutional and is covered by the Court of Justice. The only way to stop it is with mobility in the streets and collective organization.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Oh man, why you treat me so mean? You're the meanest old man that I ever seen. Guess if you say so, I have to pack my things and go. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
Oh woman, oh woman, don't you treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I ever seen.
Hi, we are one group of students and our names are Ivan, Juan Diego and Ruben. We will talk about social media.
Hello, my name is Ivan. I'm 15 years old. I have one sister. I am short. My eyes are brown and I wear glasses. I am happy. I like playing football and basketball. I don't like golf.
My name is Ruben and I am 15 years old. I am tall. My hair is brown and my eyes are green. I am a kind person. I like playing football and volleyball. I don't like basketball.
Hi, I am Juan Diego and I came to Spain with a group. I'm from Colombia. I am tall. My eyes are brown. My hair is black. I am quiet and shy. I like riding my bike. I don't like basketball.
We are going to talk about social media. We hope this sound interesting. Twitter is a social media platform that allows you to send and read text with a maximum length of 140 characters. The name is Twitter because birds say tweet tweet and messages posted on Twitter are short. Come back no more.
Instagram is a social media application that is used to post photos. The consequence is that these photos can be downloaded. These photos can be used to bullying when people comment on them.
I am going to speak about WhatsApp. WhatsApp is a messaging application for the latest generation of smartphones that allows users to send text messages. It functions identically to other instant messaging programs.
I am going to talk about Facebook. Facebook is a social media platform used to post pictures, videos, and texts. Facebook posts can be any length, so Facebook users have more freedom than Twitter users.
Girls can wear jeans and cut their hair short, wear shirts and boots. Is it okay to be a boy? But for a boy to look like a girl is degrading. Because you think that being a girl is degrading. But secretly, you'd love to know what it's like, wouldn't you?
Thank you.
Hello, we are Johan, Juan José, Teba and Mario. We are going to talk about animals. Juan José is going to talk about illegal hunting. Teba is going to speak about animal cruelty. Johan is going to talk about animal shelter. And I am going to talk about endangered animals. But now we are going to introduce answers.
Hello, my name is Teba. I am 15 years old. I am tall, my eyes are brown, and my hair is straight and long. I am friendly and kind. I like riding a horse and dancing. I don't like eating fish.
Hello, I am Juan José. I am 15 years old. I am tall, my hair is brown, short, and strange. I like animals. I don't like animals cruelly.
Hi listeners, this is Mario. I have fair hair and I am blue eyes. I am friendly and tall kid. I like playing volleyball and doing physical education. I don't like toxic people.
Hi, I am Johan. I have got dark skin. My hair is black and short. I am very active and happy. I like video games. I don't like the English class.
I am going to speak about endangered animals. This topic is relative to hunting. There are many animals in danger of extinction, like the tiger of Bengala, the white lion, the turtle of the ocean, the African elephant, the panda bear, and now Spanish animals, the American lynx, the grizzly, and the bearded bull.
The impact of hunting of wildlife is very negative. It complicates and the like canon phenomenon, and the loot is reset indicates that the impact of hunting is evident, and the ecological system. The main consequences are the act of extinction of numerous animal species, lack of control in the populations on the some animals species, superiors of the law of natural selection.
I am going to speak about animal cruelty with domestic animals. There are a lot of people who abandon animals. If it weren't for laws or penalties that protect animals, there would be more abandoned animals. The animals' both mistreatment is a bad behavior that provokes pain and stress. I think that people who abuse on animals should be put in jail.
Shelters are places for animals that were found on the streets or for animals that were not taken care of by their owners. The abandonment of pets is still a problem that we want to raise awareness in ours about the sentence of abandoning animals and second to penalize those who abandon animals.
for listening to us. We hope you have enjoyed this time with us. Bye.
Okay, and thank you very much. You have just listened to a group of students from third year secondary education here in our school, José de Churriguera, and they have performed a very good radio program in English, so I think you deserve an applause. Bueno, para ser vuestra primera experiencia en radio, yo creo que no ha estado mal, ¿no? Segunda. Vale. Bueno, seguimos en directo, Mario. Seguimos en directo.
¡Amparo!
A ver, ese era Johan, que no puede aguantarse del hombre. Vale. A ver, ¿qué os ha parecido esta experiencia? ¿Difícil? ¿Fácil?
Ha sido una experiencia muy bonita. Ha sido muy, muy bonita, muy enriquecedora para la mente. Le doy las gracias al director, el profesor, a todo el mundo. Muchas gracias por confiar en nosotros. Adiós, es que televidentes.
Gracias, Johan. Juanjo, ¿qué te ha parecido a ti?
Nada mal, por... No sé, para aumentar el vocabulario de inglés no ha estado nada mal.
De hecho, cuando luego lo escuchemos, también podremos repasar un poco cómo ha salido, qué os ha parecido. Juanjo, ¿qué te ha parecido a ti esto?
Pues me ha parecido bien. Me ha parecido bien porque vamos a aprender más inglés y vamos a decir bien las palabras.
Teba, ¿y tú cómo valorarías la experiencia aquí en la
pues
radio?
Pues que esta es mi segunda o tercera vez que hago la radio y que en inglés... Y en español, pues me parece bien y me gusta mucho.
Bueno, ya lo escucharéis, pero lo escucharemos en clase, ¿vale? Pero bueno, que sepáis que llevamos con esto de la churriciencia, por aquí han pasado un montón de gente ya por los micrófonos. Sois el segundo programa en inglés, que no está nada mal. Y bueno, que de verdad que un aplauso, que lo habéis hecho muy bien, ¿vale?
¡Que está mi canción! ¡Oh! ¿Me gusta mayor?
Bueno.